Welcome to the Together PDX podcast. You're listening to our Faithful series, where we sit down with faithful people to hear how they are working for the flourishing of the Portland metro area. We believe each member of the church has a role to play in the bigger story God is writing in Portland. Today's guest tells one part of that story. Hey everyone, I'm Elise Gallus, and today I'm talking with Oliver Bruhn of YWAM PDX about how they are working alongside the local church to share and reveal the gospel in our metro area. Oliver and his wife Kimberly just moved to Portland about a year and a half ago to launch this new Youth with a Mission base, and they have jumped in with both feet to get involved with local initiatives around United Prayer, service, discipleship, and evangelism. Welcome, Oliver. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Well, let's just dive right in. Tell us about the need YWAM is trying to meet and how that affects the flourishing of our metro area.
Awesome. Yeah, YWAM began as an organization, a movement that wanted to support the local church in engaging especially young people in missions. And so that is very much of what we are trying to do here in Portland, is to engage young people here in the city and young age from all around the world to come here and engage Portland, learn the gifts and wonder that Portland has to offer, and to really share and reveal the kingdom in Portland.
That's awesome. Well, how did you personally get involved with this?
I grew up in Germany and in a very secular part of Germany. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'm a bit confused when people say that about Portland. One of the things that really changed my life in many ways was that I went to do a DTS in New Zealand. And then probably a DTS is the entry-level school in Youth with a Mission in YWAM.
For those who don't know, what does DTS stand for?
It's a discipleship training school.
Awesome.
So it's 3 months lecture phase where you have all kinds of speakers speak on topics, and then you have a 3 months outreach phase. And so I did my outreach phase in Thailand and India, and that was just a really life-changing time. And then I went back to Germany and tried to become an engineer, how good Germans do, and just could never let go of God's heart for missions. Mm. And so since then, I've been on a journey. I studied theology after that, and then I spent about 12, 15 years in South Africa, in Cape Town, and spent the pandemic in Northern Ireland, and then we came to visit family here. And met another wonderful family, the Markleys. And when we got together and prayed, we really felt like God really has something for us here. And so we decided to start this.
Yeah. Wow. Praise God. You've been to a lot of places. I'm glad that you chose Portland. How do you like Portland and the weather and all that?
At the moment, it's hard. A lot of rain. But generally, it's a wonderful city, beautiful city. Still getting to know it, still learning the ways around and to appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here. How about you just tell a story that we can celebrate with you from YWAM?
Yeah. So one of the stories is really that we want to be a community that just fosters dreams and visions and just has a desire to come to see those come true. And one of the story is a young woman called Bella that we met who grew up with kind of alcohol abuse and drug abuse. And through AA, really her life changed. And she's wonderful. And so she had a real passion to invite young kids into that had both mental health issues and drug abuse. And so she worked with several organizations throughout Portland. And most of those programs closed down, especially for kids under 18. And so she started just doing that in her living room.
Wow.
And so when we met, we just loved her vision so much, her heart, her compassion, her commitment to actually do that. And so we just came alongside with the gifts that we had. And really, that was just wonderful how she was so encouraged, so so drawn in by people that just believe in her. And for us, it was the most natural thing to do. Yeah. And so we gave her some places where she could do that now so she doesn't have to do it in the living room. But that was one of the stories where it's just wonderful to see when we come together and use our gifts that we all have to see visions and dreams come through that God gave us. I think that was the highlight so far.
I love that you chose a story. So many people would choose a story about someone coming to Jesus, which is great, and we would want to celebrate that. Yeah. But I think this reflects your heart for really equipping the body of Christ to live into what God's calling. Yeah. And so I love that you chose a story that is more on that side.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Well, tell me about the role that the local church plays in your organization.
We really love the local church. Like I said, YWAM started very much supporting the local church. So when YWAM started, when Lauren Cunningham started, he realized that a lot of young people, when they want to go into missions, they go through a process that's quite long. And about he did research on it, and about 93% of the people, or about 90% of the people that started that process with the goal to go into full-time missions actually never go. And so he started to see, how do we help the local church equip especially young people so they can get engaged in missions? And so that's really the goal. So on the first level, we are all part of local churches. We love being in local churches. All our staff are in local churches. We have a couple that just moved here, so they're still finding their local church. But we are all really engaged in church. The second really is, that engaging and helping churches to be, okay, how do we actually reach out in missions? And that both globally, but also in a way we realize that the nations that we often talk about, going to the nations, that the nations have come here to the city. So we actually met through a young woman that worked in Afghanistan for many years and came back because her visa was revoked. And while she was here, she realized there's a lot of Afghanis that actually live here and reached out to them naturally. And I think that's a wonderful image of what we want to do. We want to send people into the nations and really learn from the nations what God is doing there, but also see that God has brought the nations to the cities.
I love that you have so much to give to the local church. It sounds like there's a real resource there for churches of all backgrounds and denominations that want to strengthen their people in this relational way. So that's awesome. Well, for people who are listening and are just kind of excited about this, what are a couple specific ways that someone who is interested can actually get involved?
Very good. Like I said, we're still in the beginning, so I hope that in a few years we'll have a couple of ministries that will really help the local body in Portland to engage in the issues of Portland. Just check out our social media. We will have trainings. We have what we call a discipleship learning community. So the DTS that we just talked about is a full-time program. We are trying to have a program where just normal people that work in their lives can somehow relate deeper with God's heart for missions and discipleship. And so that's called a discipleship learning community. So you can check that out on all social media channels.
Who's that for? Is that just for youth or is it kind of open?
That's really open for anyone.
Cool.
So we hope that it's people that somehow are really seeking to engage in missions with their whole life. So we're looking to think about vocation and what do we actually do with the gifts that God has given us, and how do we not just do that to create good and health for our families and for ourselves, but also for others around us.
That's great. Are there any other opportunities right now to get involved?
At the moment, just check out our youth, our social media channels. We have no ministries at the moment right now. We're still in that phase where we felt like when we first moved here, just really learn from what God is already doing here. And so that has just been wonderful. I think you hear a lot of things about Portland, especially when you are all around the world and speak to Americans that you meet. And just to come here and to see all the things that God is doing. And so when we saw that, we just felt like it's really time to just learn from what God is already doing.
And I personally have seen that. You guys have showed up to prayer PDX events and serve PDX events and share PDX events. And I've just seen your heart to really just learn what's already happening. You know, you're not here to duplicate or to try to make something new, but really to just come alongside what God's already doing. Well, how about you leave our listeners with a Bible verse just to encourage us in our faithfulness?
There's so much. I think one that I thought of that I had to do as a missionary is Matthew 28. But I was just reading a book the other day, and he said that this, when you go and make disciples, could also translate it, wherever you go, make disciples. And I think that has been a very challenging one for me, because I've loved living in South Africa and in many ways was in that mindset that we go to other places and just to really the invitation that Jesus is asking us and inviting us everywhere, wherever we are, to become part of what he's doing and to share the gospel and to reveal the gospel to people. And to me, the greatest invitation is we want to be in the North Park Blocks in downtown Portland. That's our goal. And I was spending some time there and praying, and I met two people that were living on the streets there and down in the area, and they were deeply discussing Bonhoeffer together. And
wow.
You know, if you know me, I'm a deep theological nerd, and two homeless people discussing a German theologian was just the greatest invitation from God that
goodness.
I've ever seen. And so, I think that's just what I would love to leave you with, is just the challenge to just always seek for God's invitation wherever you are. Amen. Well,
so good. Well, Oliver, thank you so much for being here and for the great work that you and your team are doing to pour into people in the Portland area. Your heart and passion are contagious.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me and for inviting us so well.
Of course. Well, for more information about YWAM PDX and what you heard today, check out the show notes at togetherpdx.org/podcast. Thanks for listening to Faithful by the Together PDX podcast. Be blessed. Mm-hmm.